Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're checking in with head coach of the Central College volleyball team, Jeannie Zipri. Coach, appreciate the time as always. And just looking at the start of the season for the Central volleyball squad, it's been a great start. What can you say about how your team has come out and started this year?
Yeah, thank you. Excited to kind of chat today. We're actually only have 3 weeks left of the regular season. So when you say start of the season, I'm like, wait, I got to go back, you know, a month and a half to opening weekend in September. I'm really excited about a lot of the growth that this group has made. I think early on during preseason, we identified some kind of areas that were like, okay, like we have to focus and develop here. And I think that we have a lot of individuals that have a lot of talent and specific strengths to them. And I think what's great about that is it allows us to kind of play into each kid's strength pending who we're playing, right? You know, our starting lineup hasn't changed a ton. I think we've had the most movement over on our right sides, but I think like our right sides have, I mean, we're just versatile over there. But yeah, I think just in general, I think, you know, we amped up our competition a little bit more this year. We're still not kind of quite at the point that I want to be playing a lot of kind of ranked opponents yet, but I think we're like getting there. And I think most importantly, like earlier in the season in September, some of our losses were needed. Obviously nobody wants to lose, but like, I think that those losses taught us some very specific things and brought to light some very specific things that we needed to spend the time focusing on and working on and strengthening and kind of tweaking. So, you know, 7 losses is not a lot, but it's also, you know, 7 too many, right? But at the same time, I think like we're really grateful for those losses because I think they taught a lot about us. Even, you know, I think we played at Co on Saturday really well for 3 sets, especially down our all conference middle. And then our 4th set, we kind of just, you know, fell short in quite a few areas. And we addressed it after, and our response on Saturday was kind of the response that any coach would want to see after kind of a tough way to end a hard Friday night. So.
And you kind of talked about those losses, and you never want to lose matches, and they teach you some of those things and they allow you to grow and kind of learn some things. And I know that Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, it was first sweep at Warburg since 07. And, you know, some big wins that come because of maybe some of those losses, because they help expose some of the things that need to be cleaned up.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't realize that we had not swept Warburg in, you know, 17, 18 years. My math is terrible, but I mean, that's a long time in Waverly. And that's just always a hard place to play. They're a well-trained team. They've got dynamic kids. They've got skilled kids. They've got strong physical kids. And so anytime you can get a win there, you're just, okay, good. We got it, right? And anytime that you can kind of come in and make a statement win with a sweep, and kind of like start the match out the way that we did in that first set, like, we came out with a game plan and, you know, again, props to our assistant, Nicole, did a lot of research and a lot of work in the scouting, and props to our girls for trusting that game plan, right? I think that that's also an area that over the last few years, we've really grown in that we'll come in to a match with a plan, right? With a scouting report and like, you know, plan A and plan B. And sometimes we don't execute plan A, and sometimes we didn't transition to plan B when we needed to, right? And I think that this year we've started to make some in-game adjustments as well as actually coming in and knowing what we needed to do and doing what we needed to do to kind of make us, you know, put us in a place to win. But the match on Saturday was fabulous. I'm not mad about that at all. But I think like anywhere in this conference, anytime you can get a sweep in this conference, that says a lot. And any time that you can get a road sweep is kind of a big deal. So we're really kind of like riding that a little bit.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to Jeannie Zipri, the head coach of the Central College volleyball team. And, we talk about some of those players that are trusting. I know you mentioned the outside hitters in general. Looking at that offensive side between your hitters, your setters, those things, when you look at how they have progressed, I mean, who's kind of stood out to you and just the way that they've maybe even made the jump from last year to this year and growing what they've done on the court to help the Central Volleyball team off to a 16-7 start?
Yeah, you know, I think you cannot talk about offense without talking about first touch, right? Like, a setter can't run her offense without that dig or that first serve receive pass being quality, right? And so, like, I'm a big believer that, like, you have to be good in that serve pass game. You have to be good with that first touch on defense and serve receive. And so, Colleen Kenny is a 3-year starter for us. And I think she's gone through a lot of adversity. She missed really her whole freshman year, missed the tail end of last year, our last two matches, due to some injuries. And so I think she's kind of come out to play with a purpose. We've got a freshman, Alexis Crowley from Illinois, who has been as good as a freshman kind of DS can be, and embracing her role and being confident. And when she's challenged, she's a fighter. And I love that. And then Leslie Snow is one of our outsides, who plays six rotation. And so she's kind of like the jack of all trades. So she's taking care of that first touch on serve receive and defense. They're serving her a lot because she's leading our team in kills per set. And the coolest part about Leslie, you know, and I don't want to get into her story too much, but like, that kid is a fighter. That kid is the kid that every coach wants a million of on their team. You know, and she's played a lot of different roles, right? In her, you know, 4 years here. And whether or not those were the roles that she wanted, she bought in, she embraced those roles. And I think because of that, that's allowed her to have a lot of success this year. And she's just a crafty hitter. So she's got a good arm. She's not our highest touch point. Like, she's not going to attack, you know, 10 feet like Caitlin Mom. But she's probably our smartest attacker with the best vision and best decision making. So she's got just a pretty broad tool belt. On the right side, I think that that's where we're kind of most versatile. So we've got Sophia Folkerts, who's kind of a middle transition to the right, and like, we can set her a pretty fast ball. And then Rachel Bauer is one of our sophomores, just a really good athlete, and I think just has finally started to find some confidence, find her footing, know what her strengths are, and also kind of worked a lot with her failure response. You know, when the ball doesn't do what she wants it to do, or she gets blocked, right? Like, teams are going to have to start respecting her. And so how does she respond in those moments where she's, you know, getting them out of system and maybe not scoring, right? And then both of our setters, I think, have to be highlighted. I think that both junior Landry Pesha and senior Michaela Ribble have put in a lot of work. They come in an hour early before practice every day. They're watching film with us usually once a week. They are embracing that it's okay to not be perfect, but they have to put their hitters in the right positions, right? And they have to provide a hittable ball. And then also, I think the area that both of these kids have grown so much is their decision-making and their play calling, right? Like, they're not just setting the good hitters, setting the hot hitter, right? Like, they're looking across the net and they're thinking about, what is the defense on the other side giving me? And how can I use that to my advantage, as opposed to how do I play into that, right? And so I think that they're putting our hitters in a lot of really great positions that, again, like, sometimes, you know, football, the quarterback gets highlighted, but, you know, everybody always celebrates the kill in volleyball. Nobody celebrates that first touch or that set, right? And so I think those two have done a really good job of, like, creating good opportunities for our pins. And the coolest part about those two is they both have great arms. And so we run out of subs at the end of a set. I'm not worried because both of those kids can point score. Both of those kids are great athletes. And so again, it just gives us another layer, another dimension to our offense and our defense, which I think, you know, teams have to be prepared for, especially at the end of the set in the red zone. Like, okay, if you haven't been prepared to see a front row setter from Central and or a setter who, you know, can rip a ball, like, you have to respect that. Both of our middles this year have been really special as well. Caitlin Mom, I think, is finally starting to get into the groove of playing at the higher level. She's our highest touch point, and I think just blocking and offensively, she's just growing so much day to day. And then May Lynn, one of our sophomores, this is her first time being kind of full-time starter. And she's growing, right? Like, she's got her strengths, she's got her areas that she's trying to grow. She's a sophomore, so she's young, but I think she filled a really big hole. And then, you know, a little shout out to Elena Wentz, one of our freshmen that we had to pull up because we've got another middle on concussion protocol right now. And so with mom out and our other kid out, we pulled this kid up for the weekend, you know, Wednesday, last 30 minutes of practice, because that's when things happen. And she did as good as we could have had her do this weekend. Kind of was our secret weapon. Like, people didn't plan for a name that they hadn't seen and plan for a kid to be as athletic as Elena is. So kind of shout out to her.
You kind of beat me to kind of the defensive part of that too. So kind of transitioning, looking at how the final 3 weeks kind of set up for the Central Volleyball squad and trying to make the conference tournament and make that deep run when it comes to postseason time. What are the things you're looking for here down the home stretch to make sure that you guys set yourselves up in the best position possible?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think right now, like, Paige Sexton, one of our other outsides, who kind of like complements Leslie in a very different way. One of our most dynamic blockers on the outside, has a great arm. And I think she's starting to figure out, like, okay, like, when my favorite shot gets taken away, like, what other shots I have. And again, a good offense makes it easier for defense, right? Just like a better defense creates good opportunities for offense. You know, we've got a match on Tuesday versus Clark. And then this Saturday we head up to Luther. Luther is much improved. You know, they've kind of been on the lower third of conference, but I think every year they keep getting better and better that I'm here. Everybody in conference really does. And this will be their first home match this season because they've had their renovations over there. And so it'll be a Saturday night match. I'm sure there'll be some rowdier, quote unquote, folks there on a Saturday night, especially like home gym opener. And so, you know, I think for the home stretch, like, I just am very much like, you can't underestimate anybody. You have to respect everybody in our conference. You have to acknowledge their, you know, for lack of better words, like, their personality as a team and their style, right? Their setup or whatever, however you want to word that, their style of play. You have to respect each and every team. And so we've got Luther this coming Saturday, and that's a long road trip, but hopefully we can get a W on the road. And then we're home for our last three conference matches. And then we've got another kind of just tune up with Illinois College next Tuesday here at home, as well as Simpson coming to play them as well. So we've got Luther this weekend. We've got the Dubuque schools, Lorison, UD, and UD is having one heck of a season. And so, you know, that's, you know, anytime you can get one win out of the Dubuque schools weekend is always something you want to celebrate. If you can get two, even better. And then BV, again, we saw them really early in the season, kind of non-conference battle, and they are really good when they are in system. And so again, like, we're just never underestimating any of our conference foes because they are all really talented, really skilled, really strong in their own ways. And so it's just kind of me and Nicole's job to kind of find a way to eliminate that or kind of minimize that or neutralize that.
Absolutely. Coach Zipri, appreciate the time as always, and best of luck as the Dutch finish up the volleyball season.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so we're at home next Friday, Saturday, and the following Wednesday for conference matches. So if you're in town and playoffs for football and volleyball and cross country isn't happening, come on down to Kuiper, wear red, and go Dutch.
Absolutely. That was Jeannie Zipri, head coach of the Central College volleyball team, here on today's Lely Radio Sports page.